Good morning or good afternoon. I'm Dino, the Chorus Call operator for this conference. Welcome to the SHL Telemedicine Q3 2011 results. This call must not be recorded for publication or broadcast. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Aris Alroy, Co-CEO of SHL Telemedicine. Please go ahead, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen. Aris Alroy speaking. I have with me Mr. Eran Entebbi, our CFO, like always. And we will run through the Q3 results. As always, I'll give just an update about the first update about the business, and Eran will go forward it through the financial results. And of course, we will leave time for Q&A. So I'll start with your permission at page four of the presentation. First, on the Q3 business and financial update, we'll start with Germany. In Germany, as I mentioned in the last quarters, we are making all our major steps in order to complete the significant contract, which we are all waiting for quite some time. And we are still very positive about our ability to conclude it in a timely manner, and hopefully it will be sooner rather than later. And that I'm talking, of course, about the contract with the health insurer. We are given the pipeline quite a few of these contracts, and we are looking forward to close one of them. But during this time, we adapt our capacity to reflect the reduction of the ongoing operation. That's what we see in Germany, mainly what we see in Germany. In Israel, operation continue to provide a solid results and platform. We continue to produce good financial performance in Israel. Although revenue declined during the period of the last quarter, the margin remained fairly steady, mainly thanks to a significant lower investment in consumer market initiative, and we streamlined the operation in Germany. Continue to page number five. Also in Q3, we distributed the dividend of 0.66 per share. That was in September. Total dividend that was paid was $6.9 million. We also approved the share repurchase of $2 million, as we announced. And also during this quarter, we received a long-term loan of about 100 million shekel. That's around almost $30 million from financial institutions in Israel. It was the loans were spread over 8 years with about 3.8-3.9% interest rate that is linked to the Israeli CPI. At this time, I will transfer the mic to Eran Entebbi to go through the Q3 results.
Hi, everyone. Good afternoon, good morning, wherever you are. Well, as Eran mentioned, we can see in our quarterly results and in our 9 months results, the reflection of what Eran has mentioned regarding our business. We see a decline in revenues coming mainly from our German operation and from reduced recognition regarding the Reitel U.S. deal. This is offset in terms of expenses. We have a lower cost of sales and significantly lower operating expenses coming from Germany on the one side and from significantly lower investment in the consumer market initiatives that we had in 2010, which brings overall to a slightly reduced operating profit and EBITDA. Operating profit for the quarter was 1.1 million compared to 1.3 million in 2010. On the other hand, we had a positive impact from the devaluation of the Israeli shekel compared to the US dollar, The U.S. dollar gained significantly this quarter at around 9% compared to the Israeli shekel. And we have U.S. dollar assets, which enable us to record financial gains, exchange rate gains, totaling overall our financial income for the quarter was around $600,000, which brought our net income to $1.4 million compared to $800,000 at Q3 2010. If we look at our 9 months results, again, the basics are the same. Reduced revenues of 9.3%, or at constant exchange rates of 14.7%. Significantly less expenses, 10% less in cost of in terms of constant currency, in terms of cost of sales, and 17.6% less operating expenses, bringing our operating profit for the 9 months to $3.9 million, 11.7% of revenues, compared to $4.5 million or 12.3% of revenues in the 9 months of 2010. In terms of net profit, our net profit for the 9 months is $3.6 million, slightly less than the 9 months of 2010, which was $3.9 million in 2010. If we go to the next slide in terms of revenues by geographic distribution, we can see again what I've previously mentioned, that we have, in terms of our revenues by geography, in Israel, if we look at the 9 months 2010 compared to the 9 months 2011 in constant currency, we see that in Israel there is a slight increase. On the other hand, we have a reduction in the U.S. revenues of 800,000 and a reduction in German revenues of 4.7 million in the 9 month 2011 compared to 2010. In terms of our balance sheet, two main things that we can see here, of course, is the fact that we've received long-term loans on the one side, and on the other side, we distributed a dividend of a bit less than 7 million. So what we can see compared to what we've seen in previous quarters, we see a significant increase in current assets, which are, of course, the cash and marketable securities received from the loans. On the other hand, we see the loan side or the liability side increase in long-term liabilities and current liabilities, and a slight decrease in equity due to the distribution of the dividend. In terms of cash flow for the quarter, we've used cash from operating activities of $2.4 million compared to a positive operating cash flow in Q3 2010. We've invested $1.1 million compared to $1.7 million in 2010. We received, of course, the loans, as I previously mentioned, and repaid some short-term bank credit. And overall, our total cash and cash equivalents are up from $22 million at the end of the second quarter to $35.8 million at the end of the quarter. In terms of the 9 months of cash flow, we used up $4.4 million in operating cash flow. We invested $4.2 million. And again, in terms of financing activities, we received long-term loans. And so in total, our cash reserves increased from $20.2 million at the end of the year to $35.8 million at the end of this quarter.
Thank you, Ran. Now we'll be happy to answer questions if you have.
First question is from Mr. Daniel Jelovkan of Bank Vontobel. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hello, guys.
Hello, Daniel.
It's Yeah. Can you give me an update on the German situation? And you know that I'm the backup analyst for Carla, who is in, not here, and I'm not really up to date in the situation in Germany. Can you describe a bit with the contracts, and are there rather big insurance companies, or are there many small in the potentially new contract? That is the first question. And the last question actually is the U.S. revenue. Is it correct that you will that revenue is basically lost in 2012 in the end? Is that the correct assumption?
That are two questions. For the second, yes, it is correct for the U.S. revenue. And cash-wise, we will continue to receive cash until 2013. But on a recognition of revenue, it will start at 2012.
Yep.
Regarding your first question related to Germany, in the last almost year and a half or so, we shifted in strategy toward negotiating large-scale deal with a big insurance company, also because of the consolidation of insurance companies in Germany, that basically almost all the transitors in Germany are in a kind of either merging now, negotiating a merger, or been merged in the last year. It's a very big process now in Germany. That's part of the problem with some of the length of the transaction process. But basically, we are negotiating large-scale deals with thousands of clients for each transaction, and not anymore the few hundreds or so that we had in the past with the smaller players. That's what we believe that can increase dramatically the size of the German operation.
Mm-hmm.
And and currently, as I mentioned, and I know I said it in the last two quarters as well, we are in advanced stages, and I would say it's really due to the situation in Germany that consolidation processes in Germany creates some kind of sometimes delays in the process of closing the deal, but we still feel positive towards the prospect in Germany. We have some really interesting deals in the pipeline with large players.
Okay, and maybe one follow-up question, if I may. Looking at the first 9 months now, on your cost base, I mean, there you did, I think, a great job by even increasing the margin in the local currency. And the question is, are we now at the solid cost base, or is there just, do you need to adopt it even more stronger to the new environment? Are you happy with the current cost structure, or is there still room to improve? That's the question.
Hi Daniel, it's Ran. There are these processes, of course, are processes that take time, and we are, you know, we haven't finalized them, and there is still room for cost reduction.
It will be a room for cost reduction due to, of course, you know that, for example, in some of the places, if you reduce, also in Germany and in Israel, if you reduce manpower, there is a lead time until you can do the, until mm-hmm. you can less, and then, so basically some of that is not seen yet on this result.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks.
Thank you. Any other questions?
Next question from Mr. Stefan Fischnecht of Schroders. Please go ahead, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. I have three questions. The first one is on cash flow, and I was wondering what lies behind the cash outflow from operations. And then the second one is a follow-up on the situation in Germany, where I was wondering whether today you are more or less at the same stage of negotiations as you were a couple of months ago because the people you are talking to are in consolidation mode, or did you actually make any progress there? So if yes, what, please? And then finally, I was wondering for a margin outlook for 2012 when the revenues from the U.S. are going to go away. I expect that this has a margin dilutive impact. So it would be helpful if you could give us some guidance of what you are budgeting in terms of margins overall for the company next year.
Yeah, I'll start with the second question and the third, and Ran will touch the cash flow in, after me. We made progress with the insurer, and the progress that we made in the last few months, since we are now, it's not just one company, it's related, of course, to the contractual agreement, to analyzing a lot of the processes of recruiting patients. There is a lot of work done, it's not just a question of price and size of customer that would be within that deal, but also how to recruit and how to do the process with the physician, etc. So a lot of this we made progress in the last few months, but still the most important things, I think, from our point of view, and I'm sure from your point of view, is actually closing the deal and do the full commitment and everything that goes with that. This, unfortunately, is something that I cannot announce now. But I'll be happy to do it. But there is a lot of paperwork, and so it's not something that is just waits in the box and waiting for a signature. There is still a lot of work with team. That's why we do feel positive in the German market. We understand some of the delays because of the bureaucracy and because of the processes and the reform that happened in Germany. And we knew in the past it will take time, but we did not anticipate it would take such a long time. But as we see a lot of dynamic in the relations, we do believe it will come to closure. Hopefully sooner than later, but it will be there. All the fundamental reasons to do it from both sides are there. So hopefully my sense and their sense will win at the end. So that's for the second question.
Can I ask an update there? That means it can drag well into 2012 until finally everything is ready to be signed.
If it will be dragged into 2012, yes.
Well into 2012. So it's not something that you count on closing around year end, but it could be spring or maybe even only summer in 2012 until you get to the stage where everything has been defined so that it's ready for signature on both sides.
There is a pretty good chance that one of the contracts will be signed before year end, and additional will be in 2012. But with one, we have a pretty good chance to finalize before year end. Stefan, did I answer your question? I was not sure that I answered.
Yes, sure. Oh. The first one is thank you.
Okay, so coming to, just remember the third one was related
to the U.S. revenue.
The U.S. revenue. For U.S. revenue, you're absolutely right. Of course, if U.S. revenue will be down in 2012, it will have a negative impact on margins. On the other hand, this is something that we do work on other initiatives and in order to compensate for the decline in U.S. revenues, mainly of course in Germany, also in other places, which I cannot give too much details now, but that if that won't happen, of course, there will be decline in market.
And how significant is that decline? Are we talking of a 1-2% decline in EBIT margin? If nothing happens, i.e., if only the US falls away and no new contract is won in Germany.
But you can see the revenue impact in for the 9 months, and so from that you can you can assume what the margins will be.
Of course, Sam, there's no question that if there will be no contract in Germany and no other revenue making transaction, and nothing will move forward, and we will lose the U.S. revenues. Even though I cannot give guidance yet, and that's not necessarily will be our guidance, the company will lose money next year. That's quite clear. But
sorry, I didn't understand acoustically the last sentence.
I'm sorry. I said that it's quite clear that if we will not make progress in Germany as we expect, and progress in other places as we expect, even though I know it's too early to give guidance, but still it's quite clear that if we will not make the progress as we expect, and we will lose the U.S. revenue, the company will move from profit to loss.
Yep.
Question was regarding cash. Repeat that, please?
Yes. I was wondering, because there is no detail how the cash flow from operations is made up with, but there is a negative cash flow from operations also in the third quarter of 2.4 million. And I was wondering what it is related to. Did you have an increase in receivables, inventories, or what is the cause of a negative operating cash flow?
Well, first of all, we have an increase in receivables, and they come from Germany. And if you look if you look geographic wise, then our Israeli business, as Erez has mentioned, is showing good results and is making money. And on the other hand, our German operation is currently generating a negative cash flow. And so, all in all, together, our cash flow for the quarter was negative.
And do you expect that to reverse these receivables, that they will be paid up in the fourth quarter, so that actually for the full year, again talking about cash flow from operations, is going to turn positive?
I don't expect cash flow from operations to reverse in the fourth quarter, but we do expect, of course, lower burn rate in the first quarter due to the steps that we're taking, but we don't expect it to be a positive cash flow.
So still a negative cash flow in the fourth quarter.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Other questions, please.
The next question is from Mr. Thomas Pohl of AWP. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to ask about also for fourth quarter or second semester, if you could. You had the guidance that you will reverse a little bit the revenues, that you will increase them again. So it doesn't look like now in Q3 you were. Do you have to reverse that guidance now? Because you said that in Germany you were expecting in the second half of the year increases in revenue again. Can you say something about that,
And we expected, as I said before, we expected to conclude at least one of the deals during the second part of the year that will affect the revenues, and unfortunately that there are delays in that. Hopefully we will close one of these by the end of the year. That will not affect the revenues of this year. It will affect the revenues of next year. and other deals to follow.
Okay, so also for Q4 is if you close a deal, that will be for next year.
The actual revenues will be recognized since it's related to also recruiting of patients. It will not be recognized this year.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions, please?
Gentlemen, we have no more questions at this time.
Thank you very much for joining the call, and we'll speak again probably on the full year results, and hopefully with a positive announcement before that. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, the conference is now over. Thank you for choosing the Chorus Call facility, and thank you for participating in the conference. You may now disconnect your lines. Goodbye.